Hello, and welcome to the audio guide to Performance Works. My name is Ruth, and I'm a white person in my late 20s with short blonde hair and glasses. This guide will provide you with information about the venue space, including directions to and around the building. We hope that this guide will help you prepare for your visit. In this guide, shorter distances will be given in steps, and longer distances will be given in meters, as well as steps where appropriate. Orientations will be given using the points on an analog clock face. So 12 o'clock would be straight ahead of you, and 9 o'clock would be on your left. Keep in mind that everyone's steps are different, and therefore the measurements in this guide are approximate. For reference, the steps in this guide are based on my own measurements, and I am 6 feet tall. Please adjust accordingly if you need to. Where is Performance Works? Performance Works is located at 1218 Cartwright Street on Granville Island. It is in a blue building on the right-hand side of the street and has a yellow sign hanging above the entrance. Getting to Performance Works by car. From the main entrance to Granville Island on Anderson Street, turn right onto Cartwright Street. Cartwright is a one-way street and heads east. There are three parking lots close to Performance Works. The first lot is a large space on the right-hand side of Cartwright Street, just before Performance Works. Sometimes large tour buses will park near the entrance to this lot, but you can park in the designated spots behind them. There is one accessible space in the row closest to Performance Works, next to the lot entrance off of Cartwright Street. If you pull into the space, you will have additional room on your left-hand side to exit the vehicle. The second lot is small and is directly in front of Performance Works. There is one accessible spot right next to the entrance to Performance Works, and if you pull into the space, you will have additional room on your left to exit. The entrance to Performance Works will be at 10 o'clock. The third lot is large and is located at the corner of Cartwright and Johnston Street. When you reach the end of Cartwright Street, turn left and continue on to Johnston, and then immediately turn right into the parking lot. You will have to pay for parking between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. It costs $3 an hour on weekdays and $4 an hour on weekend and statutory holidays. Getting to Performance Works by bus. There are no buses that stop on Granville Island. The nearest bus stops are a 6 to 15 minute walk away and serve the following routes: 50, 4, 7, 14, 84, 10, and 16. I will start by providing walking directions from each of these bus stops to the Granville Island entrance. All routes combine there. For walking directions from the Granville Island entrance to the venue, skip ahead to Getting to Performance Works from the Granville Island entrance. If you are taking the 50 South False Creek via Granville Island, get off at eastbound West 2nd Avenue at Anderson Street. When you get off the bus, turn left and walk for 35 steps or 30 meters until you reach an intersection with lights at 1 o'clock. Cross the intersection straight ahead, heading eastward, then turn left and cross again, heading northward. After you cross, continue walking straight ahead. You will be walking down Anderson Street with the Granville Bridge above you. After 70 meters, you'll reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 50 to Waterfront Station, get off at westbound West 2nd Avenue at Anderson Street. When you get off the bus, turn right and walk for 20 steps, or 16 meters, until you reach an intersection with lights. Cross the intersection straight ahead, heading eastward, then turn left and walk straight ahead. You will be walking down Anderson Street with the Granville Bridge above you. After 70 meters, you'll reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 4 Powell, the 7 Nanaimo Station, the 14 Hastings, or the 84 VCC Clark Station, get off at eastbound West 4th Avenue at Fir Street. When you get off the bus, turn left. Continue straight down the sidewalk for about 30 meters to reach a crosswalk at 2 o'clock. across, then follow the sidewalk to the left to continue down 4th Avenue and under the Granville Overpass. After 90 meters, you will reach an intersection with lights at 9 o'clock. Cross this intersection straight ahead, heading northward, then turn right to cross again, heading eastward. Then turn left and walk straight ahead. You will be walking downhill with the Granville Bridge above you, heading towards the entrance to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Continue for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and then keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 4 Blanca, the 7 Dunbar, the 14 Blanca, or the 84 UBC, get off at westbound West 4th Avenue at 1st Street. When you get off the bus, turn right. Continue for 45 meters to reach an intersection with lights. Cross the intersection straight ahead, heading eastward, and continue straight for 125 meters. You will reach a crossing with a curb cut at 1 o'clock. Cross the street to another curb cut at 11 o'clock. Oncoming traffic has a stop sign to let you cross. Now you will be passing under the Granville Overpass. Continue straight for 36 steps or 30 meters to reach an intersection with lights at 11 o'clock. Cross the street straight ahead, continuing eastbound. After crossing, turn left and walk straight ahead. You will be walking downhill with the Granville Bridge above you, heading towards the entrance to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Walk for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 10 downtown or the 16 29th Avenue station, get off at northbound Granville Street at 5th Avenue. When you get off the bus, turn right. After 30 steps or 25 meters, you will reach a set of 10 stairs at 9 o'clock. Go down the stairs and follow the sidewalk through the park. After 20 steps, or 16 meters, the sidewalk will curve slightly to the left. Then walk for 30 steps, or 25 meters, following the sidewalk to the left, and continue for 55 meters to reach 4th Avenue. To avoid stairs, go straight down the sidewalk from the bus stop for 75 meters as it curves left, then turn left onto the path into the park. Walk for 55 meters to reach a slight curve to the left, then walk for 32 meters to reach 4th Avenue. At 4th Avenue, turn left to continue on the sidewalk for 24 steps or 20 meters to reach an intersection with lights at 3 o'clock. Cross 4th Avenue at this intersection, heading northward. After you cross, turn right and cross the intersection again, heading eastward. Then turn left and keep walking straight as the path slopes downhill to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Keep walking for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. If you are taking the 10 Granville or the 16 Arbutus, get off at southbound Granville Street at West Cloverleaf. When you get off the bus, turn left and then immediately turn right to take the downhill path into the park. After 20 steps, or 16 meters, turn right to take the path into the tunnel. At the dead end of the tunnel, turn right. There will be a path on your left at 9 o'clock and stairs in front of you at 12 o'clock. Take the path for 8 steps, then follow the path to the right for 35 steps, or 30 meters. Continue on the sidewalk to the left through the park. Walk for 20 steps, or 16 meters, follow the path for a slight curve to the left, then continue for approximately 30 meters until you reach 4th Avenue. At 4th Avenue, turn left to continue on the sidewalk for 24 steps or 20 meters to reach an intersection with lights at 3 o'clock. Cross 4th Avenue at this intersection, heading northward. After you cross, turn right and cross the intersection again, heading eastward. Then turn left and keep walking straight as the path slopes downhill to Granville Island. After 100 meters, you will pass over a set of unused railway tracks. Walk for 25 more steps, or 20 meters, to reach the intersection with Anderson Street. At this intersection, cross straight ahead, continuing northward, and keep walking for 70 meters. You will reach a bike and pedestrian crosswalk that goes across the sidewalk. Getting to Performance Works from the Granville Island entrance. At the bike and pedestrian crosswalk, continue straight past it. The path will turn into a boardwalk for a few steps as you do so. When you reach the intersection with Cartwright Street, turn right. There will be a big yellow building along your right-hand side marking this intersection. After 25 steps, or 20 meters, the sidewalk will disappear and there will be a walking path bordered by two smooth, parallel railway tracks. Cartwright is a one-way street, so cars will be passing you on your left. After 40 steps, or about 30 meters, you will reach a crosswalk at 9 o'clock. Cross the street at the crosswalk, then turn right towards 2 o'clock and continue down Cartwright Street on this side of the road. Wooden poles and parked cars will be on your right to separate you from traffic. After 115 meters, you will reach another crosswalk at 12 o'clock. Continue straight past it and you will reach bike racks at 10 and 12 o'clock. Go slightly left around the bike racks for 10 steps, then slightly right to continue straight on Cartwright Street. After 30 steps, or 25 meters, you'll reach a large teal building on your left. Continue walking alongside this building. You will also pass more wooden poles on your right. After 80 meters, you'll reach the end of the sidewalk, marked by a planter at 12 o'clock. The curb will slant down and will be marked by a yellow border. Turn right towards 2 o'clock and cross the street, heading towards a blue building with large windows. There is no crosswalk here, so be careful. Any oncoming traffic will be on your right. After 30 steps, or 25 meters, you should reach the blue building. Then turn left towards 10 o'clock and continue for 15 steps. The entrance to Performance Works will be on your right. Getting around the building. The main entrance to Performance Works is through a set of double doors that pull outwards. There is no automatic push button, but they can be propped open. The lobby is a long hallway with doors to the theater at the end, about 30 steps or 25 meters from the front door. Depending on what time you arrive for your show, there may be a line of people waiting to get in. When you enter the lobby, the box office will be immediately on your right at 3 o'clock. It is a small booth with a counter 43 inches high. If you continue towards the theater doors for about 3 steps, there will be a hallway at 3 o'clock that leads to one of the two gender-neutral bathrooms. The bathroom entrance will be 5 steps away at 9 o'clock. There are 4 urinals along the left-hand side, with a baby change table next to the urinals. Past the urinals are 3 stalls. The closest stall to the entrance is an accessible stall. Back in the lobby, 10 steps past the first bathroom entrance, there will be a concession stand at 9 o'clock with a counter height of 42 inches. Concession will have large print versions of the menu available. Continuing towards the theater doors, 12 steps past the concession stand, there will be another hallway at 3 o'clock leading to a second gender-neutral bathroom. Take 4 more steps and the entrance will be at 3 o'clock. There are 6 stalls in this bathroom, and the accessible stall is at the end, 8 steps away. 5 steps past the second bathroom entrance at 3 o'clock, back in the lobby, you will reach the theater doors. A volunteer will scan your ticket at the door. The stage will be at the back of the theater, facing you when you enter. Depending on the events, seats may be arranged in rows with center aisles or around tables. There may also be a table on your left when you enter, around 9 o'clock, where you can purchase books that the event's authors have written. If the authors are signing books after the event, there may be lineups around this table as you exit the theater. Conclusion. If you need anything while at Performance Works, volunteers will be located at box office, concession, and inside the theater to help. They will be wearing teal lanyards with name tags hanging off of them. Thank you for listening to our audio guide to Performance Works. This guide was created in partnership with the Writers Fest Accessibility Roundtable. If you have any questions or feedback about this audio guide, please email access@writersfest.bc.ca.